All right, here we go, y'all. 2 Chainz in the building.
Yeah. Today is a big day based on a true story. Volume 2 is in stores today. And we're talking briefly, man, about, like, you know, one of the biggest things that faces our people is we eat like crap. You know, we live in a world where hamburgers $1, salad is $6. And on the deluxe version of the album, you got a cookbook where you breaking it down how to make some healthy things that's going to make you live a little bit longer.
Yep, I got a chef on the road, man. I suffer from acid reflux and ulcers, so I've had a chef for maybe about 4 years now. So I came up with the idea at the top of the year to do a cookbook. Find out it was going to take maybe a year to publish or something like that. So I just thought I would give it away with my deluxe instead of maybe putting some B-roll footage or something that a normal rapper would do. So this is my angle. I'm comfortable with it. I try to eat healthy as possible. No beef, no pork, not as much fried food, maybe once a week or something like that. And that's just how I get out. It helps me feel better, stay more energetic, and definitely turn up while I'm out there on that stage trying to entertain people.
Hey, man, 2 Chainz, let everybody know that you attended where?
I went to State, Alabama State.
Alabama State University. Shout out to Card Hall.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to tell you the story about that.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I got into this trouble in high school. I was trying to hoop, so I got into this trouble, right? So, like, everybody took these scholarships away from me. So Alabama State called me, like, we'll take you. Come on down, you know, down here.
Right.
And we're going... You know, show you around. So when I went down there, you know, they got the big Akadons. I'm like, that's dope. So then they showed me like this new dorm. And I was like, this is nice. It's like a condo that I never seen since that day ever in my life.
Right.
So I said, I'm going to come down here. And so then they put me in a dorm where the toilet water was like running down the hallway. So I was
Card
like,
Hall.
Oh, hell no. Yeah, car. I said, oh,
they
hell
tore
no.
it down.
Yeah, I ended up.
So the nice one they showed you never saw that room again.
No, that's kind of what they get me. They try
to swing. That was over there where we were. That was a penthouse. That was we called at the Marriott.
Yeah, so I ended up moving off campus like the first semester and just.
You ever go to the Rose? The little club?
Yeah, I definitely did. And been back to perform.
Nice.
Give me my money back.
Top flight rolls. They change the name back every
definitely.
6 months.
Every time they start shooting, they'll change the name.
Yeah.
Now, recently, Mr. 2 Chainz, there was a video service with you playing basketball back in college.
Yeah.
Now, out of all the rappers that claim they got
a
good
hoop. High school. I don't know. I played during this tour. I just started playing recently. I just started playing again, like getting my hoop on.
So out of every entertainer, rapper, singer in the game right now, who got the meanest hoop game?
In entertainment?
In entertainment.
It's a few people that can hoop. I don't know who can, like, you know, maybe beat me or whatever, but it's a few people that can hoop.
Who have you beat?
I hadn't played nobody. Me and one of the Cash Money, Young Money dudes was getting it on tour. Me and a few other guys on tour was getting it on, but I haven't lost. I haven't lost in a minute, so I feel pretty good about myself.
All right. All right, so let everybody know, hey, your album is in stores today, 2 Chainz. I need everybody to go get it, man. You can still call 866-9-RICKEY, 866-9-R-I-C-K-E-Y. Everybody need to go pick that up, man. 2 Chainz is in stores, man.
Truth.
Smiley Morning Show.